Hello, this is Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net with another Music Marketing Secrets podcast. And this one is called What's Working Right Now in Music Marketing. That's what's working right now in music marketing. Let's ask that question. Basically, what I want to do is take you behind the scenes. I'm going to draw back the curtain and show you exactly what I'm doing in my music promotions projects at this very moment. So what am I doing? Well, to keep the king of the internet, Google, happy, I'm placing much more emphasis on content-based music marketing. So you can forget about, you know, trying to friend people on MySpace the whole time and spamming them and stuff. Just produce great stuff about your music scene. That's all it is, you know, about what's going on, about new bands, about their albums, reviews. You've seen that I'm doing YouTube videos, Twitter posts, Facebook pages, blog posts. I'm doing all that stuff. This works great because they're the biggest sites on the planet. They've got the most traffic, and all you need to do is put yourself in front of the fans that are looking for information on those sites, and then direct them back to your own page. And you know, if you write good stuff, they'll get to know you, and they'll want to know more. So this all works great for bringing new fans into your gang. You can easily jump into the conversation. And let's have a little look at how you can do it for each of these sites. Number one, Google. Obviously, you can pay for Google traffic if you want to. You can. There's obviously on the right hand side, there's Google Ads that you can buy. And the way this works is you pay for each click. So each fan you get to your site, you pay for. To be honest, it's really hard to make a profitable business with Google Ads if you don't know what you're doing. So we are going to focus on free Google natural traffic, and that means showing up in the Google search results for stuff that's going on in your industry. So, you know, there's obviously a whole raft of information about SEO, search engine optimization, and getting your site to the top. We're going to keep this very simple and just follow a process. So number one, we want to add a lot of articles to our blog related to the music scene that we work in, and we focus on really putting out the best quality content we can. After a while, you'll start to rank for a lot of different random keywords, and you'll be getting traffic from all over the place. And then you want to use the guest post method, which I talk about. And you basically use the links from your guest post to power up your blog, so that when you build trust in Google, so that when you make a post, your site goes to the top of Google quite easily. Next, Facebook. We obviously want to have a Facebook page. When you make posts on your Facebook page, you want to pick good stuff in your music scene, and you want to ask people their opinion on it. And once they comment back, you want to recomment, you know, and start a conversation before it starts to die. So share YouTube videos, blog posts, Flickr, guest posts, all that stuff on Facebook, and people will be really interested in that. I'm also doing Facebook ads. It's another great way to get really cheap traffic to your site, and it's a bit easier than Google. So you can see my free guide on that on the Gem Y Rockstars blog. If you just search for the penny, one penny click Facebook ads. YouTube, just start making simple videos, put out three videos a week, do covers, talk about your album reviews of stuff that's coming out in your music scene, your opinions of other bands. You could even do like a weekly news podcast about what's going on in your music scene. And as I said, there's so many people looking for information about stuff that, you know, people will flock to you, they'll be drawn to you, because it's naturally, they're naturally looking for stuff. And if you can start to talk about new albums that are coming out, you'll be able to ride the wave of the band's promotional campaign as they put their stuff out. Next one's Twitter. Track down, this is simple, don't try and game Twitter. Just track down the best information, the best news, cutting edge, breaking news in your music scene, and post it on Twitter every day. And after a while, people will just use you because they think, wow, this guy knows what's going on, I'm just going to follow his stuff. The main point is people are talking about people are talking about stuff in your music scene. You need to work out what that is and get in front of them. That's it, really. That's basically what I wanted to talk to you about today. Find the top sites on the internet and get yourself on there and get yourself having an opinion and some interesting information. You know where you can get in contact with me, blog@promoteyourmusic.net. This has been Chris Rocket with Music Marketing Secrets podcast number whatever. I don't even know anymore. It's like quite a few. I'll see you guys soon.